The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, tonight is On the Spot with Linda Bott. Trish Clark's here.
And it's Thursday. Good morning.
Thursday. You're back. I know you had it for a week.
It was Thursday all week.
7:06 in the morning. Our phone line's here at 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Now let's head to our friends at the... at our Wells Fargo advisor.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that written down because somebody else called in at the same time. Josh Wiley.
Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets have opened positive territory this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 63 points at 17,141, while the NASDAQ's up 23 at 4,596, and the S&P 500 is up 7 at 2,008. Oil's down 80 cents a barrel at $94.74, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.18%. Gold's up $4.10 this morning at $1,274, while silver's up 13 pennies at $19.32 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Home Depot's up 75 cents at $89.75. Nike's up $1.08 at $79.91, while Pfizer is up 8 pennies at $29.48. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday from at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning. And they can tell you what's going on Wall Street, as you just heard. But better yet, they can take a look at investments and look at your investments and give you an investment strategy that can lead to financial freedom for you in the future. Give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Okay.
76 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high of 98 today, low around 63 this evening. Sunny and hot through the weekend in the high 90s. No rain in sight. Looks like more of the same, but the winds will die down, which is good news. Weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veterans discounts. You can get them at 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, now tell me the truth.
Yes.
Who do you like better?
Who do I like better?
Yeah, me or Kim.
Oh, Carl, you're my bud. I mean, let's be serious.
I just want to make sure.
Absolutely.
I just want to make
sure. And there's no replacement.
Not,
no replacement. No,
okay, just want to make sure about that. Well, I appreciate you doing that for us.
Oh, we had a great time. We had some good guests.
Uh-huh.
But you and Linda are KCNR Radio. I mean, for heaven's sakes, when you're gone, it's tough to fill in.
Well, you know, I tell you, we have such good people. You know what? Taking 2 weeks was... It was extraordinarily hard for me to do because it wasn't the fact that we didn't have some good people that were here running the place or, you know, I just told Bob, just make sure the station's on the air every day and told Diane, make sure everybody gets paid and, you know, that. And then with leaving y'all here, it was just, there was a certain amount of trepidation. But every time you can't get to the internet.
As quickly and easily as you think.
I mean, you can. They've got it on the ship, but it is so interminably slow. But then when I would get to it, I'd flick onto the station and it'd be on.
By the way, the staff is taking up a collection to send you on your next vacation.
Oh, is that already?
Just so you know.
I'd like to go to the Mediterranean next time. So could you? I'd like to
actually,
do it.
Am I hearing they enjoyed you being gone?
Well, they probably did because, you know, when I come back, I ask, you know, hey, can we have this done by the time I get back? It's 2 weeks. Yeah. Well. Anyway, I can't tell everybody out there how much we appreciate, though, Bad Bob, you and... and the Bob and Nate and Molly and Di and everybody else that's on our staff. I think that's everybody on our staff, come to think. Oh, and Wayne, that's on our staff. But then all the different show hosts that picked it up in here, you know, Kurt and Ruth, you and Ken Murray. Everybody's going, why Ken Murray? Why Ken Murray? I said, I don't know. You know, I figured it was time for Ken to come back for a little while. And
it was, and it
not
was
everybody
and
plays well with Ken, but he asks great questions.
He does. And he had some fans that would call in. A lot of them would call in and yell at him, but some people called and on Friday they were, you know, they enjoyed the week and what have you, which reminds me, if you'd like to get in on the conversation or got something to say, you can give us a call at 605-4567 or jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com.
That's right. And I'll tell you, at 8 o'clock, we don't have a guest. So open line Thursday. I'm moving people around. We got, of course, Congressman LaMalfa tomorrow and some more people. Next week, we got a national guest coming, you know, rolling through. And the week after that, debate time. Every day is going to be one of the candidates, not debate. We're going to have meet the candidates one more time.
Well, and let's hope we do that. The candidates from the city of Anderson as well.
I can do that.
Yeah, we need to get all of those people in here and talk to them.
Okay, then we'll just make it a whole week of it then.
Perfect.
We'll do the six running for city council from Reading, and then we'll go right.
We got four from the city of Anderson.
There you go.
Open. I can do the voiceover thing. Phone lines are open now. Call in. I can do the voiceover thing.
There you go. Good. Great. A whole political week. Yeah, it'd be good because, you know, there are some issues down in the city of Anderson as well. And we need to be sure that those candidates get their time on the air to speak about what's going on down there.
Yeah, absolutely. How'd you sleep last night?
I slept really well. I have new pillows from Sleep Number as well.
You have Sleep Number pillows too? You are going all the way there, lady.
Oh, I'm just saying. You know, my setting of 55 is just the best, and my new Sleep Number pillows are great.
Well, we have those Sleep Number pillows too, and they are fantastic. But my Sleep Number setting is up to 45. Heading for years, I want to be as tough as you. And
boy, that's an iron lady thing.
Well,
55.
Maybe you thought maybe a Sleep Number bed is just too expensive. You can't afford it. But can you really afford another restless night's sleep, another night's sleep that you've lost? Well, now, during the huge sales, final days, or the biggest sale of the year, all beds on sale starting at under $600, and that ends Sunday. But this includes the new beds, or the beds are on sale. All the beds have got, like, Sleep IQ. I don't know if all the beds do. But the Sleep IQ technology now that monitors your sleep, that's the newest technology.
And it's available.
And it is available on the new beds. But all beds are on sale starting at $599.99. So go on down there and see Brian and Janice. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center because, you know, frankly, this bed, I'm sold on it. Now, we've been using it now for close to a year. And
I've been using mine for over 10 years.
And it's, you know, made in America, Consumer Reports number one mattress. It's dual technology, warranties, guarantees, everything. All of this on Sleep Number. You can't beat that anywhere. Head on down to the store. See Brian and Janice. Tell them that you heard from Trish and Carl. Okay. The smoke from Siskiyou County is starting to move down here. A lot of people are starting to they're starting to smell it and taste it. And if you've got like lung problems, you may want to start staying inside a little bit.
Well, you know, the smoke is a big deal. And all around the North State, I've spent some time up in the Shingletown area and over in Trinity County in the last couple 3 weeks, and boy, they've got smoke over there. It comes and goes different areas, but it travels up and down I-5 and in that corridor between the mountains, and it depends on which way the wind is blowing.
Well, it says here is that the air quality is not in the danger zone, but for people that are sensitive to this, it's time to maybe take some measures, maybe stay inside the house. We bought, remember a few years ago when we had the huge fires that lasted forever? We bought three different types of air filtration systems, you know, you can put in your room, and finally found one that worked really well. You know, it puts ozone in it, and it would suck that, it would clean the smoke out of the air. And we put it in the bedroom for Linda because her throat is sensitive to smoke and irritants like that.
It's bad stuff. Well, the next couple of days, that north wind is going to continue to push the smoke from that still raging Siskiyou wildfire down into our laps.
Yes, we're gonna be getting it good. You know, last night, as a matter of fact, speaking of fire and how quickly it can start, we had a fire out on 273.
Yeah.
And actually, we all know the person whose property was on fire out there. It was Chris Swaga, where she has her horses.
Oh my gosh, it was Chris's stuff?
Yeah, it was.
Her barn's okay.
The barn was okay, and they got the horses out to Haven Humane, and as far as I know, everybody's okay, but. A big fire, and it could have really taken off and taken out a bunch of homes.
Well, they had another one, too. Well, I guess this is the 273 you're talking about. But, you know, that's too bad because Chris has had, you know, she's had an ongoing battle with...
Burnout the Canyon may have so many issues with the homeless encampment down there that she's...
They have just raided her barns, stole all of her stuff.
The horses
terrible.
Get loose. It's been a real challenge.
I look for the
silver lining, but it burned out the canyon pretty bad. That may have solved that problem for a while.
All right. Well, speaking of problems that we can solve, we can take a break right now.
Okay.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we're here talking about just about anything. But we come back, I want to talk about the debate Saturday, debate tonight, healthcare, Tesla Motors, and the big announcement was made. And, casinos in New Jersey, plus so many other things. And this is the time to get it out of your craw, my friends. If you've been thinking about something and you're the only one who haven't had a chance, now is the time. Give us a call, 605-4567.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Do you feel like the digital world has left you behind and just a bit bewildered? Locals is here to get you and your business up to date. In an age where 87% of consumers expect businesses to have a website, Locals can help. Website design and implementation, logo creation, VHS to DVD transfers, and much more. You don't need to learn all the digital tricks of the trade. You just need to contact Locals at 515-8335 or online at localsreading.com. For everything digital for yourself or your local business, it's Locals Online Service Company.
This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Reading and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy, $8 day of the barbecue.
It's never a good idea to leave legal issues to chance. For 25 years, the partnership of Archer Pugh and Brian Van Voorhis have provided professional legal services to their clients in the areas of estate planning, including revocable living trusts, wills, probate, and conservatorships, real estate easement and boundary line issues, the formation of corporations, limited liability companies, and partnerships. For a professional approach to your legal needs, contact the law offices of Pugh and Van Voorhis at 246-1430 or visit our website, pughvanvoorhis.com.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it.
dandelion.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit adamsonspeakperformance.com.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Butt on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I never want to hear that again.
And our phone line is 605-4567.
Gosh, Bob, you know what? Every time I think you must be in favor of growing the weed around your house, or maybe there's too much weed around your house.
Okay, I divert a little bit from three chord rock, and you freak out on me.
No, you've probably done other things like the
next thing we'll be hearing all about that bass.
There you go. Hey,
our bass.
Hey, KCNR1460.com is how we're chatting right now, and you can hear us on your computer all over the world via that way. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. And Trish knows where this place is.
I do.
She's wearing stuff she has bought from Leonard. Good guy. 2225 Hilltop Drive. You name it, he's got it. Plus, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Ruth.
And Trish, I just wanted to, I know it's kind of open for discussion, but I thought that we needed to start talking about Measure A, and we needed to start getting folks used to hearing yes on Measure A to keep the ban. I'm already starting to see signs that say no on A, but they're not being specific on what no on A is. I think they're going to try and confuse the issue by saying, you know, no on A keeps the marijuana out of our cities, but I think it's time that we start talking about it. People get comfortable with knowing exactly what Measure A is and why it's not going to be good for this community.
Okay.
And I wanted to, we were just kind of talking on chat about it, and the studies, the traffic studies are in, that they're in Colorado where they legalized it in 2012, where they're seeing 100% increase in the drivers who are tested positive for having marijuana in their system. And I just wanted to get it out there that, you know, our families are at risk, and to have under the influence people driving around in this area is just asking for it.
Well, we've already got a lot of that. We've got some of that going on right now, but having more is not a good idea. But no on A means that
get rid of the ordinance that the Board of Supervisors passed.
That's right. So what we want to do is we want to have a pass, right?
Yeah, we want to say yes on Measure A.
Yes on A.
The ban.
And that's what it is.
Ban.
It's a ban on outside growing in Shasta County of marijuana.
Exactly.
And if you want to grow it, you've got to go inside and for your six
fire,
plants.
The Bully Fire is the prime example. They had these people were out of the area. In fact, the guy's in the wind now after finding that body. But bottom line is that these are a danger to our community. And we're going to be affected by higher insurance rates or not getting insurance at all. And that I've heard from several insurance people. But we just, you know, we just have to draw the line in the sand. And if it has to be Shasta County, I think it should be.
Well, and that's a good place to start, certainly because we've got the opportunity for so many people to come in here illegally. They're all over kinds of private land, all over the area. We've got huge grows out there. To actually come around and say that it's legal to do that would be the worst thing we can do. We've simply got to do, as you indicate, yes on A, keep the ban, make it only inside growing in Shasta County.
Exactly. And Chief Paletti talked about the folks coming in and tapping our resources during marijuana grow seasons and our water, polluting the water. I mean, it just makes sense. And I think that there's going to be a strong push for no on Measure A from all the money that that this produces. So people really need to understand the issue and vote no on Measure A.
Well, you know, you mentioned a really good thing, Ruth, because the water is a huge issue. And you're right. They're drawing water off of all of the conveyances in every ditch and creek and lake, and they're drawing water out of there illegally to get their marijuana plants growing. And that's an impact on every property owner in Shasta County that has riparian rights.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, just to not even the pollution and the danger to the officers and the resources that they're sucking up. I think that people really need to start. We talked a lot about Measure B and the Sheraton Hotel, and I think it's important that we start focusing on this Measure A because there's going to be a lot of money thrown at it.
Countywide issue. It's on everybody's ballot. And you're right. Yes on A, and we've got to really start pushing that. Good
Welcome
point.
Welcome back, Carl.
Thank you, Ruth. You were right, and we took your advice, and it worked out.
Yeah, it's a pretty exhausting trip, and you don't have a lot of time to get on the Internet. But when you do, it was tough to have to sit there and, like, dial up and have to deal with the Internet.
I couldn't do it on the ship, so I'd find a pub that had it, and I'd run in there and try and catch up that way.
Yeah. Well, have a good day.
And thank you for the primer on A, because it is something we're going to have to be talking a lot about.
Right.
And any time you can get into a pub in Europe, it's got to be more fun than just sitting on the boat trying to fool with the Internet.
I think, frankly, it is. We found some really original pubs that when you're in London, when you walk into the pub, you see all these people standing outside. And they've got their drinks in their hands, and they're all very well dressed. I mean, very well dressed in downtown in London. And so you go on in and you order, you order a pint or a half pint. I can't drink a pint of beer. I just realized is that I get a pint of Guinness, and you know, like half of it just stays there.
Yeah.
And
do you love the menus, the food on the menus, the names?
Yeah.
It's
kind of like, I wonder if this is really food or is this something they found on the back store. In a back door or something like that. But the reason all these people are outside and they're drinking outside and there's no tables or anything, and because they made it illegal to smoke in pubs in London. So, okay. So everybody walks out with their drinks and they're having a big party out there and they go back in to get their drinks, come back out again. I mean, there's nobody down there saying, hey, we've got to charge you an extra $10,000 in permitting fees if your people are going to be outside.
Oh, and by the way, you got to be 10 feet away from the door and you have to have it enclosed. None of that.
You didn't see that.
No.
But there was a lot of things that we talked about it earlier, but when we went to the Edinburgh Tattoo, 8,500 people they can stuff into this place, and they do, because it's only held for 3 weeks out of the summer. And if it rains real hard and they cancel it, that's it. Too bad. There's no rain checks. Everybody, and they call them queues. They don't call them lines. But everybody is going around in this queue, a very large queue, and you figure it's 30 people across. You know, everybody's walking into the stadium. And it's – don't think of a stadium like our football stadiums here in Shasta County. Think of it as a big castle and its court grounds. And
more like Roman Colosseum.
It's kind of like as if you came out, because you come out of the castle, and it would be like a large area there where they used to have like markets and all this. Well, now they've got stands around it, and with lights and this thing. But the seating is stadium seating. Everybody comes through. There's nobody pushing, nobody shoving. Everybody just kind of coming in, laughing, happy and happy. There were no shirts, no things that were just horribly rude. Or any shirts like that you saw that were, you know, that you can see over here in our dear country, about eating things and biting things. And then when it was over.
And what did you go in there for?
It was for the tattoo, the military tattoo.
Oh, okay.
And which was simply fantastic.
Which we would hasten add has nothing to do with body ink.
It's a tattoo was what they, this was kind of like the parade, the evening parade at the end of the day when they, you know, when they would march, you know, through and they, you know, the, they might march in review and this, and then that would be the, you know, end of the day for a fort or a post. And so this was people from all over the world that had been part of the British Empire, Zulus, Maoris, Indian, East Indians, all this, were all part of it. Canadians, Australians, but the big thing they do is they mass the pipes and drums. And then they have a bunch of dancers, Highland dancers. And it's, I mean, you know, it's hard to explain how good it is. How it's moving all the time. And as one finishes, the next one starts. So it's really good. Never once did we see people shoving or pushing. And there's a lot of pubs around. It wasn't like they weren't drinking. It was just seemed like people were in a gentler mood.
Europe is a slower pace. A lot of roundabouts. But they move, except when they get into traffic. There are some exceptions. But most of the time, Europe just moves slower in every way. They just don't get in a rush. They take tea time. They close the pubs and the things at a certain time during the day, and everybody goes home for lunch. And it's just a slower pace. They like it better that way.
I can understand it. They work.
They have more holiday.
They were working. The month of August is the huge in holidays, and there's reasons for that too. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Our guest, I believe, is on the line. And as soon as we come back, we'll be talking to the executive editor of Cigar Aficionado, Trish Clark, Carl Bott. This is KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, "Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain." Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim, used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, 6 p.m. She's got a lot of stuff heading up tonight, too, going on tonight.
It was really hard to suddenly come up with a song that involves cigars, but I have to.
Yeah, you did very good. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. Ted and his crew will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take the basic course. For more information and to register, give him a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. And let me tell you that these classes are still filling up because Ted was with us on the float. And he's got 29 people lined, I mean, this weekend for shooting and for a class. I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on. It just keeps getting bigger. It's not getting smaller. Anyway, hey, our guest today is David Savona, who is the senior editor of Cigar Aficionado magazine. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, hey, glad to do it. Now, for people that think that Cigar Aficionado is just a magazine about cigars, we need to dissuade them of this.
You're absolutely right. We are about much more than just cigars. We are huge cigar fans, of course, and the magazine was created around the love of a fine cigar. But we're also about the appreciation of all the finer things in life, from good cigars to great drinks to high-end traveling, gambling, sports, golf, you name it. If it's interesting to an affluent audience, it's interesting to us. We want our readers to enjoy life to the fullest.
And on this month's cover is Usher.
That's right. Usher, the superstar of music, more than 50 million in album sales over the years. Great talent. He's appeared as a judge on the hit show The Voice. He is on our cover, our October cover, which just hit newsstands a couple of weeks ago. And he, among other things, loves a great cigar, and he loves good cognac. And you can read all about his story in our new issue. He's quite a fascinating individual.
He is, you know, and frankly, I would not. Usher's not somebody I would follow because that's not the type of music. But my wife is addicted to The Voice, and so that which means I become addicted to The Voice because we watch that. But watching this man, he is truly a talented, extremely talented man. He is extremely his singing, his dancing, but the way he handles people too. I was really, really quite pleasantly surprised by. Here's a guy that can take a 16-year-old from from outside Nashville, Tennessee, and bring her along where she just reaches new heights in her abilities.
You know, I think that's true, and he's reached a whole different type of audience by appearing on The Voice. People that maybe didn't know him in the past, even though he's known to millions and millions of people. And I think he's reaching even other people as well with being on the cover of our magazine. He's quite an interesting, driven individual, great success story, always trying to reinvent himself and to do things that he hasn't done before. He just recently took up, he taught himself how to play the drums for his newest song. I think it's part of one of his new videos. He has entertained people at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And one of the things people maybe didn't know about him is one of his heroes is Gene Kelly, one of the icons of dancing. And he did a tribute to Gene Kelly by doing a remake of Singing in the Rain. And there's a photograph of that and of him dressed as Gene Kelly in our issue as well. Really an interesting guy. I mean, our author of that story is Marshall Fine, who does an awful lot of our cover profiles, who knows the celebrity scene of Hollywood very well. He did a really good job of seeing who Usher is and getting behind the story of this very interesting individual.
Oh, well, I agree. Now, who else has graced the covers of Cigar Aficionado?
We've had all kinds of fascinating people on our covers. We've been blessed with some of the great icons of the worlds of Hollywood and sport. I'll just go through a few of them. The magazine's been around for 22 years, so if you go back to some of our older iconic covers, we've had Jack Nicholson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, people from the world of politics. So we've had Fidel Castro on the cover. He gave the magazine a one-on-one interview back in 1994 when the magazine was in its infancy. Rudy Giuliani has been on the cover. From the world of music, you know, we talked about Usher, but also Jay-Z. This year, going back, we've had Ron Perlman from the show Sons of Anarchy, Pierce Brosnan, Rob Lowe. Going back a little bit farther, if you're a fan of the show on Showtime, Ray Donovan, Liev Schreiber.
Was
on our cover.
Well, he smokes cigars during that show. That's a fantastic. That's another fantastic show.
He smokes on occasion in real life, and as you had mentioned before, very accurately, we're not only about cigars. Most of the people on our cover are cigar smokers, either people like Ron Perlman who smokes cigars all the time, or people like Usher who smokes cigars more occasionally. But not all of them smoke cigars. Sometimes if the personality is big enough and interesting enough, we'll put them on the cover even though they don't enjoy a cigar.
Well, you do a lot of you have a lot of different. If for somebody who's not read Cigar Aficionado, I encourage them to do that because it's kind of like you can take a look at this. It's a very very high quality magazine, and the fact is that the articles you have in there are really interesting. Anywhere from and like this month you had the Pigskin Preview. Looking at what it looks like this year for football.
Our readers are most of them are pretty heavily into sports, and so the NFL is one of the biggest draws in the world of sports. So every year we turn to expert Danny Sheridan. He's the handicapper from USA Today, a great talent in picking what's going to happen in the world of football, and he does a wonderful piece for us every year, analyzing the strengths and weaknesses of all the 32 teams in the NFL. And he goes and ranks them in order of how he thinks they're going to finish in each division and goes out and predicts a Super Bowl winner. And it's always a fun read. Danny really gets into the world of the NFL in his own wonderful, experienced, and quirky style of describing these players. And, you know, reading that article, that 4,000 or so word article, you learn an awful lot about who's new in the game, what teams have improved, what teams are probably going to suffer. And, you know, I always use it as a tool myself to try to get a little bit more out of my football watching experience.
Now, do you think that people that have read that article will then turn over to the gambling article and use that knowledge?
I'm glad you mentioned gambling. Yeah, they might. You know, we're probably one of the few magazines that covers gambling regularly. We consider it one of the important parts of our magazine's coverage, and it's, you know, gambling on sports, but more often gambling in the casinos. And this month's issue has an article called Tournament Time, which is all about how playing in a tournament, one of these casino tournaments, requires a very different strategy than playing just the game on its own. I kind of liken it to you're playing against the other players more than you're playing against the house, and as our author points out, you know, you have to change your strategy, and you're basically trying to maintain. It's money management in a lot of ways. You're trying to maintain a hold on your chips and advance to the next round, rather than making that big score. And sometimes the house winning and knocking down one of your opponents is more valuable than you actually winning against the house in any particular round.
Well, that was the part I got out of it too. Was you're interviewing the one gentleman that has who wants to achieve two, you know, big wins in one day. He said he got close one time.
Mr. Yama.
Yeah, I think he got seconds twice, but.
Pretty amazing story. He took he won a tournament one day, and the same day he took second place.
And the and these aren't the $1 million tournaments, but they're it was like $150,000 and $200,000, which is good enough to live on for a couple of days.
Yeah, you could handle that for a little while.
Yeah, you know, the other parts I like, you know, with on Cigar Aficionado, and I tell you what, I've read it off and on probably for 20 years, but now I'm reading it regularly.
Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? It has a lot to do with the writing and the photography. And you, as the senior editor, you just didn't start off as a senior editor.
No, I didn't. I've been with the magazine for 19 years, and I actually was hired as an editor of a new publication they were coming out with, which is a cigar newsletter called Cigar Insider. And my original role didn't really involve the magazine at all. I did write the occasional story for it, but my main focus was just to do that cigar newsletter. And over the years, I've changed and evolved over here and taken a greater role in the magazine. And now from writing stories about the cigar industry and some of these Good Life Guide stories, which are in the front of the book, little pieces about some of the finer things in life, now my role has changed to where I'm assigning stories, editing the copy that comes in, and ultimately working with the owner of the magazine to plan out the people who are going to appear on the cover. So it's been a fun ride over the 19 years.
David, we have to take a quick break. Can you stay with us a few more minutes?
Absolutely. A pleasure.
Okay. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we're going to take a quick break here. KCNR 1460, talk radio for the people. We'll be right back.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8, day of the barbecue.
It's never a good idea to leave legal issues to chance. For 25 years, the partnership of Archer Pugh and Brian Van Voorst have provided professional legal services to their clients in the areas of estate planning, including revocable living trusts, wills, probate, and conservatorships, real estate easement and boundary line issues, the formation of corporations, limited liability companies, and partnerships. For a professional approach to your legal needs, contact the law offices of Pugh and Van Voorst at 246-1430 or visit our website, pughvanvoorst.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. September the 4th. 7:59 in the morning. 76 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. located at 2143 Hilltop Drive is your place for great coffee and more, Espresso Joe's. And, of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. That's right. Tobacco and Brew has a great selection of all types of tobacco products, but especially in their humidor, in the cigars they have. They always serve the people well, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Our guest today is David Savona, if I pronounced that right, I hope.
Savona.
Savona. You're executive editor of a Cigar Aficionado magazine. So welcome back.
David, this is Trish Clark, the co-host this morning. And tell me what, I've listened to what you had to say about the articles, but what specifically draws a woman to your magazine?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, we are a magazine with a primarily male audience of readers, but there are a lot of women who do enjoy Cigar Aficionado. And I don't know, I think it's the same thing that draws a man to the magazine. There are women, my wife included, who like cigars, either occasionally, as my wife does, or regularly, as many women do. So the cigars themselves are a draw. And then, you know, we cover golf, we cover great watches, we cover sports, and there are women who like those subjects just as much as there are men. So,
yes, there are.
Yeah. You know, and we see a lot of women at our events. We throw an event every year in Las Vegas called the Las Vegas Big Smoke, which is a gathering of our readers from around the world. They come in to smoke great cigars, have a little food, have some great drinks in a cigar-friendly venue in Las Vegas on the Vegas Strip. And, you know, it's, I'd say, probably 75% male, but maybe as much as 25% of a female audience. And, you know, women love great cigars just like men love great cigars. It's not just for men anymore.
Well, you know, your Big Smoke Las Vegas, the seminars are going to be very difficult to get into, it looks like, since they're sold out.
That's right. The seminars have just sold out this past weekend. I think it's 20 years in a row the seminars have sold out. But there's still tickets available to the main show, which are the Big Smoke evenings. And those take place on November 7th and November 8th. Can I put out the website address?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, sure.
Great, yeah. If you want to find out more about the venue, it's available on our website, which is cigaraficionado.com. The Vegas Big Smoke is the best show that we do. We do a version in New York as well called the New York Big Smoke, but Vegas is just, and you guys aren't that far from Vegas being in Shasta, California, right?
Right.
Yeah, Vegas is just, everything's bigger and bigger and more fun in Las Vegas. We got a ballroom that has about 100,000 square feet of space. The ceilings are very high. So we sometimes get cars on the show floor. We have all kinds of space for people to spread out and enjoy themselves. And you'll see some of the biggest names in the cigar business passing out their cigars and some of the finest drinks purveyors in the world giving out samples of their libations. So it's a good place to have a great cigar and a killer drink and really a good time. And it's a lot of fun for us as the editors of the magazine because we get to interact with our readers at this affair. And like I said, we draw people from all over the world. I've seen people from as far away as Korea and Brazil who come into town for the event. So it's a real treat to get to talk to some of our readers for a little bit while we're out there.
I think part of the proceeds go to Prostate Cancer Foundation, if I read right.
That's right. A part of all proceeds from our events go to the Prostate Cancer Foundation. Last year we did a dinner every year called the Night to Remember charity dinner. And last year, over the years, 20 years of doing that, we've raised many millions of dollars toward that foundation to help find a cure for prostate cancer.
Wow. Well, David Savona has been our guest, the senior editor at Cigar Aficionado, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about a great magazine. I look at this as, you know, publications, you're starting to see them wane. Some of them are going out of business, but it seems like Cigar Aficionado keeps growing.
Well, we're here to stay, I think. We've been around for 22 years, and as I like to say, you know, nobody reads Cigar Aficionado because they have to. They read Cigar Aficionado because they want to. And where you see a lot of publications being usurped by digital versions, or people getting their news from different sources rather than the traditional print source. You know, people tend to read our cigars at moments of leisure, just as the typical cigar smoker likes to take his time, relax, and enjoy a cigar in a pleasant surrounding. That's where our reader tends to enjoy our magazine. Maybe a couple of hours on their back porch with a fine cigar, maybe in their club room, their den. It's a time of we like to think that we bring a little joy to people. I mean, you know, maybe they take them to a golf course they've never been to, might want to play down the road, tell them about an experience they don't know about, a new venue in Vegas that they would like to find out about someday. One of our recent stories was about mega yachts up to 500 feet long. We're just going to be there in their leisure time and to try to let them know about the finer things in life, to bring a little pleasure to them. And we've got some of the best readers in the world, and we appreciate them all for turning to our pages for these 22 years. It's a wonderful thing.
So again, to find out more about this upcoming event in Las Vegas, and for people who we've piqued their interest today listening about this, what sounds like a marvelous magazine, I'm going to have to get a copy of it, because I have to admit I have never actually read one of the magazines. I'll do that in the near future. But give us your webpage again and the dates for this upcoming event in Vegas.
Absolutely. The webpage is cigaraficionado.com, and it's a website that we update every day with original editorial content, not just about cigars, but about other things too. And the event is the Big Smoke Las Vegas Weekend, and the evening sessions are November 7th, Friday night, November 7th, and Saturday night, November 8th, right there in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Mirage on the Las Vegas Strip. It's a lot of fun.
Sounds like it.
Hey, thanks a lot for joining us. David Savona, Senior Editor of Cigar Aficionado Magazine. Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. Okay. Gosh, and see, we've got now, as we said, we have open line Thursday starting at 8 o'clock. And let's just make one announcement here. I don't know if we can. Okay, I'll do a smaller announcement. The Kashkari Brown debate is tonight. You know who Kashkari is?
Yeah, I do.
he's the Republican running against.
I know. Yeah.
7 p.m. Check your local stations. So, why do you like him so much?
Well, I don't. I am of the opinion that Republicans, not only in the state of California, but in the bigger federal issue, until we get past this moderate person who thinks they want to act more like a Democrat and tell us how moderate they are and all these things, they're not going to get elected, certainly not in the state of California, because they can't carry the middle of the road. They can't carry their own party. We need to nominate somebody who can take the conservative arm of the Republican Party and the silent majority with him.
Is this not this guy. Best we could come up with?
Again, I mean, we just kind of throw up our hands in defeat. We eat our young in the primary, and then we throw somebody who can't win at the Democrats. But having said we should look at the debate tonight, going to be your only opportunity to really, if nothing else, find out who is the governor of the state of California, because we don't get an opportunity to hear him speak.
That's a good idea, and hopefully Kashkari can at least throw things out there, and have Brown at least see what Brown thinks. Because frankly, I don't think Brown cares what people think.
Well, he doesn't.
I mean, really.
And he hasn't had any reason to, because he gets elected.
He could run, he could say, hey, why don't I just run a third time? I'm on life support here, but I can still do it.
And Governor Moonbeam, he can do what he wants.
He'd still get elected. Well, you know what? But here's a guy. Okay. But how would you... Yeah. Governor Moonbeam is probably the most middle-of-the-road Democrat we've got down there.
Well, there you go.
Pretty bad when Jerry's the rational one.
That's the,
he's at least a bit rational. We're going to see if he has any rationality at all with the bills that are on his desk, some of the gun bills that got made their way through the stream.
We need to talk about that, too, when we come back, the gun bills and the different things that are. But anyway, that's going to be tonight. And I think, if I'm around, I'm going to try and watch that Kashkari Brown debate just to see what happens. I mean, Brown doesn't have to say anything. He just stands there and he'll go, no comment. And he'll still win.
Well, there you go.
It's like this other debate that's going to be happening. We'll talk about that when we get back this one Sunday or Saturday that the Democrat Central Committee is having. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it, but it's Open Line Thursday. We haven't had one of these in a long time. So if you've got something on your mind, Charles, Billy Bob,
any
Craig,
of you new people out
anybody
there,
anybody out, come on in. 605-4567.
Phone lines are open.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A private survey says U.S. businesses added jobs at a healthy pace in August. Here's SRN's Jeremy House.
Payroll processor ADP says private employers added 204,000 jobs last month. That's down from the 212,000 jobs added in July, which was revised slightly lower. Job gains above 200,000 are usually enough to lower the unemployment rate. August jobless rate will be released on Friday. The ADP numbers cover only private businesses and sometimes diverge from the government's more comprehensive report.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. workers saw their productivity increase in the April through June quarter after a big decline in the first quarter, while their labor costs edged downward slightly. A federal judge has upheld Louisiana's voter-approved marriage amendment. Attorney Ken Connolly of the Alliance Defending Freedom tells SRN News they're gratified.
The state has a legitimate concern in linking children to intact families headed by their biological parents, and also in providing that foundational social change should happen through the democratic process and not through judicial fiat.
And U.S. District Judge Martin Feldman's ruling yesterday broke a string of 20-plus court wins for supporters of so-called homosexual marriage. Hurricane Norbert is churning in the Pacific well off the southern tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. National Hurricane Center specialist Jack Bevin.
The system will probably pass near but offshore of the southern and central portions of the Baja California Peninsula during the next 2 days or so.
The National Hurricane Center said as of this morning, Norbert was packing top sustained winds of about 80 miles an hour. Looking to Wall Street, it's been a thriving session so far for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Right now it is up by just about 70 points. The S&P 500 up by 10, and the high-tech NASDAQ up by close to 30. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
He's the beloved patriarch on Duck Dynasty and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Happy, Happy, Happy. But do you want to know what makes the original Duck Commander tick? In his new book, Unfiltered, Bill Robertson shares what he really thinks about faith, family, and ducks. Not to mention tough and controversial topics. Fans will learn what makes the bearded man tick and what gets him fired up. This is Phil, Unfiltered. Are you ready? Unfiltered is published by Howard Books, available at Christian retailers and wherever books are sold. Or visit DuckCommanderBooks.com.
The Fed's latest Beige Book survey shows the U.S. economy strengthening in all regions in July and August, growing in areas ranging from consumer spending to auto sales and tourism.
All 12 of the Fed's regions report growth, and 6 of them, New York, Cleveland, Chicago, Minneapolis, Dallas, and San Francisco, characterize growth as moderate. The other districts report somewhat slower expansion. The survey finds no clear evidence that the economy is expanding so fast that the Fed might soon need to start raising interest rates to ward off inflation.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Most regions report optimism about key economic sectors. A majority cite increased loan demand, for example, and higher hotel occupancy rates. The U.S. trade deficit fell in July to its lowest level since January as exports of autos, telecom equipment, industrial machines, and semiconductors were all on the rise. This is SRN News. Investigators say a person of interest in the slayings of four men found at separate homes in a small Ohio city is jailed for a probation violation and scheduled for a preliminary hearing.
He was a good guy. He didn't deserve this.
It's Sarah Lewis who says she can't understand why Her father was one of the victims in this crime, and she says that when she talks about her father, all she can think of is a man who was very good and didn't have anything to do with harming anybody else and should not have been a victim.
Dad, I love you, and I hope you know I'll always have you in my heart.
The Crawford County Prosecutor's Office announced the hearing for 41-year-old Donald Huffman of Bucyrus, and the lady's comments aired on WSYZ-TV. More information at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. with a variety of guests and a number of other things that are going on with her. It is 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, we remain in positive territory in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 62 points at 17,140. NASDAQ's up 27 at 4,600. And the S&P 500's up 9 at 2,010. Oil's down 72 cents at $94.82, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 3.2%. Gold's up $2.60 this morning at $1,272. Silver's up 7 pennies at $19.26 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Johnson & Johnson's up a quarter at $104. Disney's down 3 cents at $90.90, while Intel is up 3 dimes at $34.86. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906. They want to help you find that path to financial freedom, and they can do that by looking at your investments, making suggestions for your investments, or just sitting down and talking to you and finding out what you want for your future and the future of your family. Set up an appointment by giving them a call at 243-7561, and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors, good people down there wanting you to succeed.
And it's 80 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high of 98 today. North to northwest winds, they're up to 14 miles per hour. Clear with a low around 63 degrees this evening. Sunny and hot with a high near 98 on Friday and up into the high 90s through the weekend. We are going to have some wind that's going to blow some smoke into our area, so be aware and make us all cough. And if you do have issues with your health, it'd be a good idea not to spend a great deal of time outside. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Pro customer. It's locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts, and you can reach them at 365-3793.
You want me to hold that for you there?
Yeah, well, not the usual crew here. I get that all mixed up.
Oh, okay. I know I kind of move things around. You know what? Here's something I do want to talk about Alliance Heating and Air. Your air conditioning system or any type of air filtering system you have like that. With all these fires around here, it is important that your system is working properly, that your filters have been cleaned. Because with the smoke that's blowing in here, if you've got anybody in your family that is susceptible to like lung problems or breathing problems, asthma, any of this, you've got to make sure is that when you have your air conditioning systems on, because it's going to be in the hundreds, that you have them clean. And Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air are the ones that do that. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if it's an emergency. If you need something like – if you just need that checked and say, gosh, you know, I don't know. You know, if this is really going to do the job for me. So give Martin a call at 221-2642, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. Again, or check out his website at homecomfort.org. I promise you, he's going to come. His guys come in there and do such a wonderful job, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, a debate. Now, I have to mention this debate that's happening at the Democratic Central Committee. of Shasta County is putting on this debate this Saturday at 1600 Park Marina Drive, which I think is the Union Hall there. I think it's there right next to Blood Source. It's close to Blood Source.
Yes, 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 yes. It is.
They're putting this on. I believe it starts at 3 o'clock. We'll make sure and we'll hit that. But it's all the city council candidates are going to be there. Heidi Hall is going to be there. Doug Lamoff is not going to be there. Measures A and B, everything that, you know, the Turtle Bay, the marijuana, you know, it's going to be there.
You're going to be spokesman for these issues on both sides? Is that what you're indicating?
Yes. And there's going to be spokesmen for both sides. I think, I'm not sure about the marijuana one. I know the pro-marijuana guys are going to be there. I don't know if the con-marijuana guys are. But as it's said twice in the newspaper now, and maybe even three times, that the conservative radio show talk host Carl Bott will be moderating this. And it's true. They asked me to do this months ago. And as I pointed out, yes, I am a conservative. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, a conservative. I think Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm a moderate. Saturdays, I can be a very liberal person. And Sunday, I'm very bipartisan, just anything, okay? So Saturday, I'm going to be like, that's my Saturday. That's kind of like that progressive day. So I don't know. You know, maybe I'm going to have to change days this week and get back in my conservative. And the reason the guy said that Ron said this, Rob said this, is we want to make sure everybody knows that this is not a, you know, and it's going to be attack dogs out there after Republicans or, you know, and that they're just trying to push the envelope for the Democrats. And as moderator, I've moderated a lot of things, and I really, really try to be fair. And I think anybody that comes on this show will say that.
Well, and I think it's important to understand that while there's no question that I'm very conservative 5 days, 7 days a week, the reality is, having served 20 years in local government, and I can speak well to this, most of the issues that come before our local elected officials specifically, the issues on the ballot, those things are not Republican or Democrat.
Right.
They're nonpartisan. Certainly we have a philosophy which supports us as far as small government and fiscally sound government. But most of the issues are not substantially bipartisan. It's about what's good for this community and Shasta County as a whole. And certainly even as far as the state legislators, when they're playing to this audience, they've got to take the bend that gets the votes from the most people. I think it's important to note that we need all opinions. I'm probably going to be voting for most of the people that tend towards the conservative side, because that's just who I am. But they all have an opportunity, and we need to listen to all sides, especially at the local government. It really is bipartisan races.
Well, this is something that happened the other day, and this is what kind of brought all this brouhaha together, was that the Shasta County Republican Assembly from – here had a debate between the four Republicans and no Democrats.
Let me finish.
And the reason for that was is that they did this so to make an endorsement.
Exactly.
And it wasn't to. And they're not going to endorse a Democrat. It's to endorse a Republican. That's why Democrats were not invited.
And I think that needs to be made clear, because it has not been made clear in the paper. It looks like it was not giving them a chance and trying to sway the vote. I think the key is that they were holding that meeting strictly for their members to make an endorsement.
And they had Cheryl Clifford said that.
Repeatedly,
that.
but nobody was listening.
But it was in the paper. But you're right. They kind of skipped over that. And everybody just, you know, blah, blah, blah.
They weren't being fair, but that was not the issue. They're not going to endorse a Democrat.
Right. And so that's why they did it. Now, while the Democrats here on their debate, this is not an endorsement.
This is a debate to listen to the candidates.
Right. Now, as Cheryl Clifford also just sent in a chat room thing, the Shasta County Republican Assembly has endorsed Patrick Jones and Mike Quinn.
Okay.
With an easy two-thirds majority vote. And the Shasta County Republican Central Committee will meet at an endorsement meeting tonight at 5:45.
And again, an endorsement meeting. It's not a debate. It's not about anything other than who those very Republican organizations are going to endorse.
Now, frankly, I'm honored to be asked to come to the Democrat debate and to be the moderator. I've moderated in a lot of different debates through the years since I've been here. You know, Linda says, "Did you ever think 8 years ago you'd be doing this kind of stuff?" No.
Yeah,
I knew eight
That's
years ago.
That's kind of how I got politics too.
I was still carrying a gun 8 years ago. You know, I mean, and that was my job. That's what I did really well. You know, and I would put groups of people together to go do that, even for the government or, you know, for businesses and these kind of things. And so did I ever think I was going to be doing this? No. But I'm glad I am. I love Reading, and I love the opportunity to be able to go out and moderate, like being there for the night of the public safety with Rob Pelletti.
Uh-huh.
And all those hundreds and hundreds of people were there that cared. My concern is, of course, is what's happened since then. But we can talk about that in a minute. Anyway, going back to the debate is, I think, you know, I've heard some of the people that are running saying, too many debates, too many debates. No, I don't think so. You can't have too many debates. All right, we are going to take a break right now. But this portion of the show is Red is brought to you by La Ti Da Styling Lounge, located 2645 Athens Avenue in Cypress Square, home to the ever fabulous Glab Squad Elite. Right now, you call and mention KCNR, and you will get $10 off a haircut and $15 off color. Wow, color, huh?
Color? Oh, hey, this is different than our normal haircut talk here.
That's right. No, that's
where do
that's,
I begin?
But they're really close to each other. That's the cool thing. Anyway, Linda Bott, my Linda, gets her hair styled and cut by the wonderfully talented owner, Bethany Hill. You can reach them at 530-722-7336. 722-7336. La Ti Da Styling Lounge. You know what? A bunch of cool people down there, and they do great work. We're going to take a quick break. Charles is waiting for us on the other side. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See, I'll leave with every piece of you.
Hi. Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Good morning. 80 degrees, 8:20 in the morning, September the 4th. How you feeling out there? 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Go no further than 555 Cypress Avenue to pick up that Ford, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, or Honda, that brand new one, or take a check out their previously owned car, trucks, SUVs, all of them in great shape, and then just peruse their service department. You'll be happy that you did. Give them a call at 223-2177. I can't say enough about Redding Crown Motors. Again, if you're going to buy a new or previously owned car, keep the money in town. Go down and let your neighbors make a great deal for you. Redding Crown Motors. Trish.
Yes, we need to go to the phones. We've got Charles on the phone.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Charles.
Yeah. Now, while the Record Searchlight is getting all hysterical about the fact that the local CRA chapter, a private organization, incidentally, had their, you know, candidates forum where, you know, for
the Republican
candidates participated.
Yeah.
UPEC, Local 792, is having their own endorsement meeting late this afternoon at 5 o'clock, where only three candidates are invited, the two Democrats and Brent Reaver.
Oh.
So that this is not the Shasta Democrat Central Committee forum that is scheduled for Saturday afternoon. That's a different forum.
No, this is a union, right?
Yeah, same location, though. It's just that the UPEC Local 792 is doing their little deal. And it's, you know, as far as the candidates are concerned, it's pretty much invitation only to those three. And I don't see the Record Searchlight, you know, I don't see one. Now maybe someone else out there is aware of some hysterics from the Record Searchlight, but I don't see any hysterics from the Record Searchlight on this one.
Well, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow after they've had the meeting. I'm sure that.
And I think
now at the same time that UPEC is having their endorsement meeting, the Shasta Republican Central Committee is having their endorsement meeting at 5:45 this afternoon at the at their Republican headquarters on Hilltop.
I think the point that you're making and what people need to understand is there's a lot of these organizations, private organization, union organizations, different organizations that make endorsements. And they can do anything they want to and invite anybody they want to. And there's no rules. And it doesn't have to be, as you indicate, by party. It doesn't have to be. They can invite who they want to. They're private organizations. And then they make an endorsement. This is not about debating. It's about the endorsements that these organizations make.
Well, it seems the Record Searchlight seems to regard the endorsement decision as their sacred turf, and how dare anybody who disagrees with them tread upon their sacred turf. But, you know, when somebody who does agree with them or who they expect to agree with them wants to hold an endorsement meeting, then, okay, that's okay. But, you know, it's a total double standard on the part of the Record Searchlight. Nothing new there.
I was going to say, you know, we've debated that for a long time, Charles. The other thing you need to recognize is that we all make endorsements. The other thing that the paper has historically done, is try to make the point that if somebody throws money into a campaign, they're somehow trying to buy an election. And I've always made the argument that when people make donations to the candidates, it's to help get them elected, just like all the people who make endorsements. It's because they want their candidate to get elected. Do they sway the election? I think so, in the same way that somebody who gives somebody money. Neither one of them are buying an election in any manner.
But, you know, it's all one-sided coming from the Record Searchlight. It's all entirely cynical from their point of view, and they know
it. Well, they hurt my feelings.
The sooner we all recognize it, the hysterics from the editorial pitch, the sooner that that gets kind of dampered or muffled or muted in some way.
Well, you do that by not reading it.
And, Charles, I will tell you, having not been the privileged holder of the endorsement from the Record Searchlight in many of the elections I ran in the past, they only have so much impact and not the impact they think they have. Thanks for your comments. We need to go to the phone
but
now.
The sooner we recognize it for what it is, the less impact
it
that
has.
They have. And
yeah,
people need to wake up.
Okay.
From your ears to God's, or from your mouth to God's ears, let's hope that happens, but it's not likely to. Let's go to
right.
Cheryl.
Goodbye.
Bye. Cheryl, good morning. Cheryl, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Not been the privilege to hold yes. the endorsement from the Record Searchlight.
Hello.
Turn the radio down.
Oh, yeah, I'll just go in the other room.
Okay.
If I heard it on the phone, I wouldn't be near the thing.
Okay. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to make a couple of points since you brought it up, and I'm really grateful to you for bringing it up. Charles was a great call, and I think he was right on. But what a lot of people don't realize is we're bound by laws by bylaws in two ways. One, we have bylaws of the California Republican Assembly, and the individual county chapters are not allowed to take off on their own and change things. We're also a nonprofit organization, and we're bound by laws with that. So, what we did was it was a courtesy to invite the media. The idea that because we invite the public, we're supposed to change our format is frankly absurd. And there was one comment in the editorial that caught my eye, and that is that they were criticizing us for taking sides as if they never take sides. And we're there to take sides. And one of the reasons we want people to know what we do is that we choose what we consider the most small government, liberty-oriented Republicans. And that's what Mike Quinn and Patrick Jones are. And, Trish, to your point about this being a nonpartisan race, I would like to point out that when you look across the country and you look at the cities that are the most in debt, they have city councilors and mayors who are Democrats. Do the research, and if people don't think it matters what the party leaning of these people is, they're wrong. So we want them to know who the Republicans are. The Central Committee wants people to know who the Republicans are. Not always, but mostly, you kind of know what to expect. And if you're a small government person, pro-capitalist, you're going to want to vote Republican.
Okay, Cheryl.
And point well taken. I'm just pointing out that, in fact, it is a bipartisan race.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't understand what nonpartisan means. It only means that they don't have to be registered one way or the other, basically, to run. It doesn't mean that they shouldn't be willing to tell you which party they're registered with.
Good point.
We've had every candidate we've had on, the first question I ask is what party are you affiliated with? How are you registered? And everybody tells me there's no hesitation. And we go on from there.
It was the most frequent question I think I might have been asked when I ran.
Yeah, well, it's a question that just tells you that, okay, I vote Democrat. And does that mean I know how you're going to vote in the future? No, but it knows how you probably voted in the past. So.
And it sets your mindset. I mean,
sure,
it gives
sure.
you a feeling.
People deserve to have that information.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And independent, same thing. Some people get upset with people. I belong to, I'm an independent, not stated. Oh, so you can't take a stand then, huh? That kind of thing. Anyway.
Well,
okay, Cheryl, we got to run. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
You
bye.
Bet. Well, I'm looking forward to this debate. There are a lot of debates happening. In fact, they've got a really big one coming up at the Cascade.
And let's just say one more time. If you're out there and you're going to vote in this election and you don't take the time to find out who those candidates are, what the issues are, then you're part of the problem. We have such a dismally low turnout in the off-presidential years on these elections. And the people, the city councils, these measures that are before us have more to do with our everyday life than the president of the United States does. So people get involved, they vote in that presidential election, and they ignore their school boards, their fire boards, their cemetery districts, all of these things, the school boards, city council races, they ignore them, they don't get involved. And ladies and gentlemen, until we do get involved and become part of the process, part of the informed population, then you're part of the problem.
If, you know, Tom Armour, our school, I'm having problems, I'm sorry. Our school superintendent here from Shasta County, Tom Armourino, has run unopposed, I think, the last two times. And Dave Kehoe, nobody's run against him in a long time.
All of our officers, assessor, treasurer, tax collector, all these people. And I'm not saying anything against the people who hold those positions. I'm just saying they run every 4 years. Do you even know who they are? Do you know what they've done for you in the last 4 years? And you should care. But you don't. You don't. They run unopposed. Judges get reelected in this county right and left. Their name doesn't even appear on the ballot because they come up. Nobody files against them. We don't even know there's a judge's election. I will say that that's the county clerk who should put that information out there more effectively at the appropriate times so that those of us who care or who might read the paper would know it.
20% of all California voted in the last in the primaries.
18% in the 5th District.
18% in California, 20% up here in Shasta County. So we're 2% ahead of the rest of the state. But, oh, my gosh, you know, we need to get...
That's 20% of the registered voters. Yeah. Only about 50% of the eligible voters are actually registered. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a small portion of the people who are actually voting to do anything. We could make a difference if we just register and vote.
And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop, located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Every week I get patients that say, Doc, I can't live with this foot and leg pain. Raymond Miner is a classic example. He lives in Alturas. He was in serious trouble. His feet and hands were burning at night, making sleep almost impossible. His balance was affected, and now he was using a walker. We introduced Raymond to a new form of treatment called analgesic stim. Used successfully in Europe for over 20 years, available only at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. Within a few treatments, Raymond began to feel better and threw away his walker. If you're suffering from pain, tingling, numbness, or stabbing pain in your hands or feet caused by peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point quality assessment to see if you are a candidate for this new life-saving treatment. In Reading, call 530-302-3555.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is Thursday, September 4th, 80 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I went yesterday. Man's Last Stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. I just have a wonderful time when I'm there. Yeah, I meet a lot of people. See them. We talk. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right across from the subway and next door to La-Di-Da's. I never thought I'd – yeah, you're right. I never thought I'd say
okay,
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, things that are going on.
Okay, first thing we want to point out, I just can't forget to do this, is this Sunday, first Sunday of the month, Frontier Senior Center breakfast, 8 to 11. Y'all need to get down there. I'll serve you your breakfast. I make the gravy. 8 to 11, Frontier Senior Center. Biscuits and gravy, pancakes and eggs, or French toast.
And then you go from there to the Asphalt Cowboys big tri-tip barbecue. That goes till 6 o'clock down there in the Lake Radium Park. So you can just go over to there. Now, Saturday, and we've already talked about that, about the debate. Let's talk about Tesla Motors. Tesla Motors, which is everybody, the state of California, Texas, Nevada, others were just fighting like hell to get Tesla to build their battery factory here. That was a $5 billion factory, 6,500 jobs, and they made their announcement. And what part of California are they going to?
Guess what? Not going to California.
They're going to the Reno, Nevada part of California. They're going to that eastern side of California. Yeah, that's right. It's going to Reno, Nevada. To the, and what do they call it? They have an industrial park out there, similar, of course, to Stillwater, except this one actually has businesses in it.
And it doesn't have CEQA laid over it 85 times.
It doesn't have everything. It has everything that California doesn't. It's got a friendly tax system. They're going to, non-CEQA. They're not going to have the government all over their butts every step of the way. So Tesla has made the announcement. They've chosen Nevada, in Reno, Nevada, for the battery factory, $5 billion factory. In an industrial park outside Reno, Nevada, 6,500 jobs. Just imagine what that could have done to, Northern California, any place in California, at least because you got Toyota has moved out.
Yeah.
And you got others that have moved out.
You know what people don't understand? Excuse me, I get that. I got a frog in my throat. People just do not understand that the California Environmental Protection Act that we deal with on a regular basis, and that they sit down in Sacramento and add little addendums to over and over and over, one more piece, and people say, Well, you know, it's just about disclosure. It's just about finding out. What it's about is spending a great deal of money doing studies after studies after studies after studies to prolong and antagonize every project that comes before any planning commission in the state of California. And what it does is it costs entrepreneurs, people who want to build businesses, a lot of money. And at the, in the end, it doesn't do any good for anything, including the environment, because all it does is cost a whole lot more money for a whole lot more reports. I'm absolutely in favor of disclosing the issues that are relevant to the people surrounding. But how many reports are enough? How long is enough? That's what we do to everybody who wants to come in here. And as a result, people like Tesla take their money to Nevada and their jobs.
Ted Gaines, our senator, was really pushing for this, and made a lot of statements about it. And what his statement now is that it's a clear indictment of our business climate that Nevada is pulling this huge investment away from its natural home. And that's right, Tesla was born here.
Exactly.
I'm not sure there could be a stronger signal to legislators about how hard they have made it to operate here.
Well said, because it is. When you look at, okay, I'm going to start a business in the state of California, or I'm going to start a business in the state of Nevada, or Texas, or Idaho, or Montana, and you look at the pros and cons, and you go, there's no question. Tax-wise, time-wise, and time is money. When it takes you 3 to 4 years to get through a planning commission like it does in Shasta County to do an industrially zoned project on, in an industrially zoned area, hello, are you going to spend the 4 years? Are you going to go to Nevada and have your business up and running within a year?
You know, and the, you know, the thing about it is that for years, 3 years in a row, 4 years in a row, California has been voted the worst place to start a business, the worst place to do business by CEOs of America, small business, you know, all these associations. I mean, my God, what does it take people to do to understand this? And what do we do as in our, we keep electing the same people in our assemblies, in our Senate. And what change do you expect to make? I mean, it's insanity to keep doing this, to keep having the same people in there. But you know what? Maybe we can't do anything about Sacramento, but what can we do right here in our own town?
Well,
you
and know, we can make a
says,
difference.
When it says, oh, no, we need more permits here, or we need, oh, no, here's a here's an environmental statement that we need right now, but it's already been done 3 times. It's already been done other times. What is going on that we are doing this to ourselves?
Well, and we do it. We do it continually. We've got issues right now pending before both our all planning commissions and the Board of Supervisors and city councils. And we still continue to do the thing. All you have to do is throw a bunch of stuff up at the wall, hope some of it sticks, ask some questions at a public hearing, and every elected official we've got right now goes, well, that's a good question, and maybe we need to do yet another study to be sure we answer that question. We need to understand that this is time is money, and we need to go to the phones, huh, Carl?
Yeah, Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Hey, a couple of quick points. As far as our lack of jail space, I just want to bring up the fact that 3 years ago, our astute Board of Supervisors voted down unanimously, including our sheriff's recommendation, to give up a $30 million jail that would have housed 300 right next to the existing jail, served by the same cafeteria, and they voted it down because they couldn't afford to run it. So that $6 million that was going to supposedly cost was hyperinflated. It wouldn't have cost that much. There would have been government grants through this AB 109 to garner the money to run that operation. It would have been fully constructed by now, giving tons of jobs to the area. And then everybody complains that we don't have a place to put them. Well, it was our short-sightedness of our supervisors that did that. And there's no excuse. And they run unopposed.
And when
and
we
I've
do...
Never,
and Billy Bob, let me point out that when we did have an opportunity to replace one of those supervisors who, in fact, did vote, just as you indicated, and we had an opportunity to appoint or to elect someone else, Butch Schaefer, to take that seat, 18% of the population in that district turned out and reelected Mr. Baugh.
I understand that, and that's the ridiculousness of this, and that they voted down the money to have our jail. It would have been fully constructed, and we would have had places to put these crooks. And half of our problem that everybody is talking about would have been solved. And secondly, these Florida supervisors, I never hear one of them holding town hall or meetings in their own areas with their people. They don't go out and greet. They don't mix. We've got a retired city police chief that's rocked back on his high pensions. And I mean, they don't reach out. They're not serving us. They're absolute totalitarians. So, again, and also, Trish, I wanted to thank you and appreciate all the expertise you lent to the show when Carl was off on his vacation. So you did a wonderful job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Billy Bob.
And let's go to the phone now. We'll speak with Henry.
Hey, Henry. Good morning.
Good morning. Am I on?
You're on the air, Henry. You're live with Carl and Trish.
Well, you know, I've had some dealings with Reno Tahoe Development Corporation. They're still having some, in fact. And my suggestion would be for more information on your part, and if you want to call me later, I'll give you their number, but talk to Chris over there or talk to Lance, either one, and find out what they're doing. I am amazed at that development. It is absolutely A1.
Well, people said that before when they were talking about Stillwater a few years ago when I first got here. I remember people talking about what they had over in Reno because they said it was hundreds and hundreds of acres. They had a railroad line. They had it all.
Well,
right there.
No, they do not have a spur line up in there. The railroad runs by there, but they don't have a spur line. But when I was over there dealing with them last year, Chris told me that there were 4,500 semis per day coming and going out of that development. 4,500 a day.
Wow.
That development is bigger than the state of Delaware.
Okay, so it is a few hundred acres.
It's a hell of a lot more than a few hundred acres. All the infrastructure is in place. The roads are in place. The power's in place, all underground.
Well, we have all that stuff here.
We do, but we also have another layer.
Now, where was Voight when Tesla took off?
Yeah.
Voight's supposed to be handling it for the city of Redding.
Well, I think there's a lot more going. If the city of Redding had said, come here, you could live in our homes, it would have been hard to get Tesla here after whatever, see what Nevada is offering.
Well, I'll tell you, if you have offer enough incentives, and of course you have to deal with state law.
There you go.
I'm sure
that's the big thing.
In 4 years, in my worst day with the worst hangover I ever had, I could come in with one offer.
You would think so.
I would think so.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Henry.
If you want to call me later, I'll give you the number. It would behoove you to call Chris over there and talk to him and just see what they're doing.
Okay.
When I was over there, Carl.
Yeah.
You still there?
Yeah, I am. What's his number?
I want to give it on the air.
Oh, no. Okay. Now, is Chris the guy that's running the...
Well, he's kind of... Lance Gilman's in charge. But he works for Lance, and he's probably the guy you'd want to talk to.
Okay, well, we'll get to you after off the air then. Okay. Or I tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold, and Bob will get the number for you.
Okay, let me go in the office and get.
Okay,
that.
Well, we're going to put you on hold, and Bob will get that from you. Thanks a lot, Henry.
That'll be fine.
All right, hey, we got to take a quick break here, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8, Day of the Barbecue.
It's never a good idea to leave legal issues to chance. For 25 years, the partnership of Archer Pugh and Brian Van Voorhis have provided professional legal services to their clients in the areas of estate planning, including revocable living trusts, wills, probate and conservatorships, real estate easement and boundary line issues, the formation of corporations, limited liability companies, and partnerships. For a professional approach to your legal needs, contact the law offices of Pugh and Van Voorhis at 246-1430 or visit our website, pughvanvoorhis.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. 6 o'clock. She's got lots of advice. Molly's going to be there, and she's got a lot of guests coming on tonight. She's got a lot of things happening tonight, a lot of giveaways. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 80 degrees out there. It's going to get up into what? To the
98.
98 today. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They're customers. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts, locally owned, family operated, just like Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. You feel healthier just thinking about Orchard Nutrition. You do. You just go in there and it smells good. And you feel healthy like that. They've got it all. They've got dietitians on the staff, free for you to talk to. The classes in the evenings, every type of natural foods and supplements you can imagine right here in Reading. At Orchard Nutrition, it's your center for a healthy lifestyle. Again, the Cypress Square Shopping Center. They've got a deli. And deli makes great sandwiches and salads. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Trish.
Good morning, Terry.
We're having a lot of trouble with phones and computers over here in West Reading because of the fire that was across from Wind River yesterday. So,
yeah, do we have the power up out in that area yet?
Yeah, we do. And, Trish, I can't hear Carl. He breaks up, but I can hear you. So,
okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Trish.
Go ahead, Terry.
Okay. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is twofold. Yesterday, it was a great interview you had with Mark Baird. Everything you guys talk about, as you both know, is a good reason for the state of Jefferson. He was interviewed by Der Spiegel, which is the largest newspaper in Germany and one of the largest newspapers in Europe. I thought you'd be interested, Carl, because you just came back from over there. And I talked to Paul Preston yesterday, and he said that is the newspaper over in Europe. So he's had a reporter with him for 2 days. This is the second day, and as you know, that's where he was going. But as we talk about the people, the elected officials we have here, I guess the frustrating thing is that, number one, we just don't have any investigative reporting. No one really asks tough questions. I mean, you see ads on TV. Well, we ask the tough questions. What, boxers or briefs? I mean, how about the fact that we never had an appeals board? How about the fact that they voted five times for different things on two occasions and people overturn them? How about the fact that nobody runs against anybody? How about the fact that they're taking away the voice of the people? And one more quick thing. It's interesting to me that when we were down in Sacramento, I like to do a little thing, and I think it's kind of fun, because a lot of times these guys are sitting behind these desks in great big leather chairs, and they sit across from you. I always like to sit on the side to where they can't have elbows on the desk. They have to turn their chairs toward me, and I'm not just saying this to be self-grandizing, but I think it's a good idea, because don't they work for us, guys? Since when do we have to sit across from somebody like that when they work for us? And the Board of Supervisors works for us. Yet we're being told by City Council and the Board of Supervisors when we can speak, what we can speak about. What's wrong with everybody? Or am I missing the boat here? Where am I going wrong?
Well, Terry, you've got a great...
That's okay.
You've made great points. And I will tell you that I want you to keep that in mind 2 years from now when we actually have an opportunity one more time to replace some members of the Board of Supervisors. You know, I said I wasn't getting involved in that again, and I did get involved in the last election, and I was so frustrated by the fact that I could not get people to care. We had an excellent candidate. I can say it again and again and again. Butch Schaefer would have made all the difference. There were three or four businesses sitting in the sidelines saying, if we can make a change, a start in the direction of that Board of Supervisors so that we can have a clear understanding that we're trying to change the direction they go, where everything takes 4 years to be accomplished, where every business that tries to come into Shasta County gets beat up really badly, we might stick around. What did the citizens say in the 5th District? We're not making a change, and those four businesses went away. They're not
siding. You're right, Trish, and I'm glad you are getting back involved, because we need people like you to do that. We just got word from Mendocino County and Sierra County. We have 20 counties involved now in this movement, and I would submit to you that I've talked to at least 9 boards of supervisors, and I have found no one, anything like Shasta County. We are unique in that, believe me.
Yeah. These guys what a great thing to say.
These guys really do believe that they are the kings of the mountains. I kid you not, we have 6 counties where the Board of Supervisors were totally listening to the people. Yuba, Sutter, Tehama, Siskiyou, Modoc. Glenn, 5-0.
Terry,
amazing.
Terry.
Now, possibly. I mean, it's amazing to me that we have these guys. And there is absolutely, I mean, people are just so nebulous. I can't believe it. Are you worried about who you're going to have your next cocktail with? Are you worried about whether you're going to be bartender of the week? I mean, really and truly, we've got what, $500 million in unfunded liability? And people,
they are trying to talk.
Oh, I can't hear them. Sorry.
Okay.
We can hear Sally.
We can hear Sally, and Terry Carl's going to say something now.
I don't know what I was going to say, but anyway.
Okay, well, she said somebody had something. I'm sorry, I can't hear on this end except for Trish.
Okay, so Carl's talking now.
You can't hear this?
No, sir, I cannot hear you. I can hear it. It breaks up. That's what I tried to say when I got on.
I see no malfunction in the system. Can you hear me, Terry?
My phone, as I said, we had a fire here. We had 6,000 homes that didn't have
power. All right.
Okay, so the deal is, just listen.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're just going to say is that, yes, it's true, that we have people that aren't involved. And so the big push should be, in 2 years from now, is everybody to remember this, and I know it's a long way away, to get everybody into a push for the next supervisor's election and for the next, for the next city council election too. You've got a chance to make a big change right now in the city council.
Yes, sir.
There's three spots opening right now.
That we have to understand is that what's funny to me is a lot of people seem to be mad at Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd. How can you be mad at them? If you don't like the decisions, they never get their way anyway. That's insane.
Well, and the point is well taken. It's the Record Searchlight and the media that's mad at Patrick Jones and Gary Cadd. If the people will get involved, quit paying attention to what all this folderol in the newspaper is about, and go and find out for themselves who's been doing what on that city council, the decision should be fairly easy.
Yes.
But the people must take it back in their hands, get out to these forums, listen to the people, talk to their neighbors, and more importantly, get out and vote.
Well, yeah, I agree. And I mean, you're 1,000,000% right. And I also think that in city council, you know, really and truly, I mean, when you have an issue, I would say that people just get up and do public comment 100 in a row. I mean, who runs this gig? I mean, who is going to say whether you have free speech or not? And why are we always looking up at the people
we've
we're
got
paying?
Terry.
Aren't they our employees?
Terry, we got to run. We got 30 seconds left.
Thank you, guys. Sorry about
you
that.
You had
the phone.
You had 8 minutes of free speech here. So, paid for by KCNR 1460. Okay, hey, tomorrow, Trish, we've got Congressman Doug LaMalfa is on.
Okay.
Plus, we've got a public affairs guy out of Hollywood whose job is to keep the stars' names out of the media.
And those pesky cell phones.
And we're going to talk to him.
All those pictures.
Yes. We're going to talk to him about, hey, how's your life been lately? So,
see you at the breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center this Sunday.
Tomorrow, Sharon Clark's going to be my co-host. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
You can stand Which are you? Me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There is no deal yet, but at least there's talk of a ceasefire agreement in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's president says he's ready to order a truce tomorrow if a deal is signed at talks in Belarus. And the rebels say they're ready for a ceasefire if there's an agreement on a political settlement for the region. NATO leaders meeting in Wales. British Prime Minister David Cameron says their plate is full.
Russian troops are illegally in Ukraine. The extremist Islamist threat has risen in a new form in Iraq and Syria. These are just two of the threats that we face.
A British aid worker is being threatened with death by the Islamic State terrorists who have already killed two Americans. Prime Minister insists the UK will not pay to win the captive's release.
We don't pay ransom.
Cameron says there is no doubt that ransom money is helping to fuel the crisis in Iraq and Syria. Justin Harris.